Hi everyone, I'm Omar Fab and you are watching Play On Life Lessons from the Field. I'm coming to you live and loud from the High Performance Center, the home of the DHL Stormers. Where they kick up a storm. Today, I am speaking to the main man himself, Stephen Kitsoff, the captain of the DHL Stormers. So nice to meet you, Captain.
Nice to meet you too.
Spaniedi sailor, Captain. You know that song?
Yes,
Captain Spaniedi sailor. Oh, sorry, good. So you play the position of loose head prop.
Yeah.
So tell me, what exactly does a loose head prop do?
Loose head prop is involved in mainly line-outs, scrummaging. We're one of the bigger boys on the field, so it's all the tight game is our speciality.
Okay. So tell me, as the captain, what do you think is your most important duty on the field?
Honestly, I think my most important is just to stay cool-headed, especially when times get tough in certain games. We've got a great group of leaders in the team that, that makes most of the calls, but mine is mainly to speak to the ref, understand the knowledge and the rules of the game, and just see where the team is at that specific time.
Okay, fabulous. At home, I am the captain of my household. But I have a very hard time motivating my husband to stop watching DHL Stormers reruns and actually get up and do his chores. So how do you motivate and inspire your team, especially when things are not going well on the field?
It's quite easy. And professional rugby, the guys are always motivated, always want to be better. So for me, it's just rocking up, being myself, playing a good game of rugby. I'm not a big talker when it comes to team environment. You've got other guys who do it exceptionally well. For me, it's mostly just to play a good game, almost lead by example. So for me, it's I know guys are always going to be motivated to play a good game of rugby. It's just when times get tough, it's just to keep the guys calm in the game in that moment.
Okay. So, I mean, the job of being a leader, like a captain, it's quite a big load on your shoulders. There's a lot of stress involved. So can you give us mere mortals a couple of tips? How do you handle this stress? I mean, everybody's watching you.
Yeah. For me, it's all about preparation in the week. If we had a big game or a tough opponent that we know it's going to be a bit of an arm wrestle, it's all about how we prepare in the week. So luckily, there's three tough training days, a lot of board sessions, a lot of time in the meeting room. But for me, it's just doing all the thinking in the week and just playing on a Saturday.
What do you do for kicks? You see what I did there? When you're not performing and you're not playing or exercising, is there anything special, you know, like hobbies and interests that, you know, occupy your spare time?
Yeah,
do you have spare time?
No, not limited spare time, yes. But I'm quite a keen golfer, so I spend my off days on the golf course.
So, I mean, rugby is it's very unpredictable because of that ball, you know, it can just go anywhere. So how do you cope with change, not just on the field, but also in your life?
Yeah, I think rugby players in general are quite adaptable. So for us, we know things go wrong on a rugby field. It's how quickly we can acknowledge it and understand what's going wrong, and then how quickly we can actually adapt to it. That's what great teams are made of, and that's what great teams, how they get success in their career. So for us, it's how quickly we can adapt, how quickly we can see the problem and change and make that change for positive and get the momentum on our side. It's basically just adapting as quickly as possible.
Okay. What would you say, what have you learned from rugby? What's like the biggest lesson you've learned from rugby that you can apply to your own life?
I think rugby comes with a million lessons, and two lessons that always stuck with me from the day I started is teamwork, the ability to actually thrive in a team environment, like where you've got not only yourself as an individual, but you've got 14 other guys on the field, you got the management, you got guys not playing, and all of them actually working as one unit for the better of the team. And then, yeah, and then sacrificing for the greater good. So, I would love to run with the ball 20 times a game, but it's not my job. I would do the hard work and hit the breakdowns and scrum well and maul and ruck well so that we can have success where, in getting the ball on the outside. So actually sacrificing for the greater good of the team.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Captain Spicy Stephen Kitsoff. I understand it was recently your 30th birthday.
Yes.
So congratulations for that as well. And thank you for sharing your leadership skills with, you know, the big fans who are watching you every Saturday. So very nice talking to you.
It's the biggest pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. And join me next time for Play On, Life Lessons from the Field, made just for you by BrightRock, the company that loves rugby and loves change. I see you next time, and keep that ball bouncing. Bye.